Nobody can tell me who won a football game this weekend. Okay. All right. So we don't care. All right. So in a tweet, how many characters is the max? 160. What about a text message? What's the maximum number of characters in a text message? 240. Yeah, or it translates it into a multimedia message. Yep. Okay. How long can you see something on somebody's Snapchat story? If I'm going to go look at something on somebody's Snapchat, how long do I have to look at it? 8 seconds? Wait, 30 seconds? Whatever you said it to. Okay, what does Revelation 3:20 say? No. No Bibles. You didn't look the Bible up to answer the rest of these. Sure. The world's game we're all going to burn. No. Okay. All right. Okay, so we don't know that one. It's fine. I understand. What about Joshua 1:8? Joshua 1:8. What about that? Nope, you can't look it up. What about Joshua 1:8? No. So here's my question. Man, I'm going to have to start yelling. Here's my question. Why is it that when I asked how many characters can be in a tweet, the answer came like that? When I asked about two Bible verses, everybody looked at me like I was on crack. So we've been spending our time talking about how to have the best year ever. One of the ways that we can do that is by memorizing Scripture. See, we're good to memorize everything else. Like, if I looked at Ivy and I said, hey, tell me a One Direction song, like, straight up, every lyric, across the board to every line without fail. Okay? So, a couple weeks back, Troy calls us and he's like, hey, I'm going to go surprise my son at his job. Da, 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 da. So, we go down to middle of nowhere, way out in the boonies, and he doesn't show up. So we all eat anyways. We have a good time. We're on the way back, and it's me and Emily and Emily, and then Karis in the car. She doesn't count. And we're singing all kinds of, like, music back from, like, when I was in high school. And I'm singing these things like I'm not missing a beat on any of the words. Like, straight up, Ice Ice Baby, not missing a beat. Here we go. No. But why is it that we're so easily able to memorize that stuff, and yet when it comes to memorizing Scripture, it's like, Jesus loves me? Does that work? Like, why is it so much more difficult? Go to 2 Corinthians. You actually can use your Bible for this one. You don't have to remember it. 2 Corinthians. Okay? If you don't have a Bible, you should. Otherwise, there's one in the, chair there for you, so take it, open it up. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. All right. Hey, this isn't group activity, okay? It takes you by yourself to open, okay? Yeah. 2 Corinthians 3:18. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Okay. All right, Vanna, go. Don't look at me like that. Yes, you can go for it, okay. Since Savannah's acting all funny. So our job, our desire, our goal is to be changed and transformed to look like Jesus. Okay? When you guys show up at church, like, I want you to have fun. I want you to enjoy your time. But more than anything else, like, I want you to be transformed. I want you to be changed. I want you to end up looking more like Christ when you walk out of here than when you walked in here. So, again, we're talking about having the best year ever. The way to do that is to be transformed. Before we talk about that, I have a question. Did any of you make a New Year's resolution? That you turn 60. Christian's like, I just want to live to see the year out. That's all I want to see. Okay? Whoa, my bad. Didn't get it covered. All right. So nobody made a New Year's resolution. You think you did, but you... It was just past your class. Okay. So those of you that actually made them, are you still doing it? No. Didn't think so. Okay, that's kind of what I figured. So why'd you quit? Because it wasn't fun? Okay. So tonight I'm going to give you the resolution that really and truly will change your life, will transform you, will change your life. All right? So here's what it's going to do. Transform you into Christ's likeness, give you daily triumph over sin, give you comfort when life goes bad. Give you the ability to communicate the gospel to people that don't know it. And finally, enjoy a closeness to God that otherwise you wouldn't have. All right? So, some of you in here, maybe, are like, I got this covered. I don't need this. Hey, that's fine. I understand. We all desire to be like you one day, but just be quiet. Please don't talk, and it'll be fine. All right? So, even though it seems like Scripture is one of those hard things to memorize, I think it's because we don't try. Like, we will sit there and listen to our favorite song over and over again to where we're not even actually, like, trying to memorize it. It just happens because you've heard it so many times. Or, like, for a while growing up, I had a movie that I would put on every night when I went to bed. Like, I knew the movie so well that I wasn't trying to actually watch it. I just needed noise. And even to this day, like, I can quote almost every line of the movie, tell you what's going to happen. It drives my wife crazy. Okay? So, sometimes it's not about trying. What if instead of listening to the latest 21 Pilots album, we turned on the newest chapter in the Bible that we're reading and listened to it, like, 10 or 12 hours a day? You're telling me that you're not awake for 10 hours when you're not in school. You fib, and I know better. This is the child who texts me at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? This is what's going on. I go to sleep at 9, Aaron. 3 o'clock in the morning. Hey, what are you doing? Anyways, so, again, the first one. It's going to make us become more like Christ, all right? God uses his word to reveal himself to us. That's what he wants to do. If we're constantly in the word, reading it, listening to it, meditating on it, memorizing it, is going to begin to change us, okay? Go to 1 Samuel 3. Old. Put it up. First Samuel 3. All right, we got two. Three. All right, somebody give us the page number for those that are 165. Okay, 1 Samuel 3, verse 21. Go. Ivy, go. So, you get to know God better by interacting with Scripture. God's sending messages to His people, and they're in the Word, right there. So, what if we took and started memorizing some of these messages? When you're sitting there and you're in your room by yourself, feeling depressed or being tempted to do something or whatever, what if we had Scripture to try and fall back on instead of just like, I think I saw this on Google yesterday. All right, go to Psalm 119. Yes, that's with a P. P-S. Psalms. Psalms 119. I'm with you, Troy. Yeah, it's like three pages, huh? 119. 119. 119. Psalm 119. Yeah, it's like 151 verses. Yeah. Dang, I'm good. Ooh, I was way off. Okay. Back here. Okay. Verse 11. Ethan, go. Okay, so this leads us to the next place, feeling close to God. Thank you. Okay, so one of the ways that we fellowship with God is by meditating on His attributes or His characteristics. So somebody give me some attributes of God. What? Loving, all-powerful. What does what word mean? Attributes? Like characteristics, like things that describe Him, His character, who He is.
Vengeful.
Ooh, ouch. What? Nothing. We got three. All-knowing. All-powerful. Compassionate. Okay, so those that answered the question, how did you know what to say? How did you know that answer? From the Bible. Okay? Those that weren't able to answer it, why not? Like, you can't tell me that you haven't sat here and, like, sang a song or heard a message or heard your parents talk in something that describes who God is or what He's like. No? Am I crazy? Pretty sure we sang a song or two tonight that might have talked about it. So what would happen if we actually memorized the attributes of God and could readily repeat them? Go to Psalm 103. Tired of what? Psalm 103, verse 8. Hang on. You have it what? All right, so here we go. Listen to this for just a minute, okay? It's hard to listen when you're talking. The Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He does not punish us for all our sins. He does not deal harshly with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love toward those who fear him is as great as the height of the heavens above the earth. He has removed our sins as far from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he knows how weak we are, but he remembers we are only dust. What if we memorize that? So the next time somebody says, "Tell me about your God," that's our answer. What if you were able to recall this at any point during the day? When things are going bad, you're feeling far from God, and you were able to sit and recall this back. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. Do you think that'd make you feel better, or is it going to like weird you out? So the third thing, victory over sin. When Scripture's hidden in our hearts, we can experience victory over sin. Go to Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. So, here's what happens. Here we go. Here's where we're at. Jesus gets baptized. The Holy Spirit leads him into the wilderness where he fasts for 40 days. Think about that for just a minute. He does not eat for 40 days. Okay? In the wilderness. At this point, Satan shows up. He's like, he's weak, he's hungry, and I'm going to tempt him. Okay? So, verse 3. During that time, the devil came to him and said to him, "If you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become loaves of bread." Jesus knew that this was sin because it was putting his physical needs above his spiritual needs. What did God tell him to do? To fast. He didn't need the physical bread that the devil was offering him. Okay? So, how does Jesus respond? Verse 4, Jesus told him, "No. The scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." Jesus is pretty smart, huh? What if I told you no? Troy says, "I disagree." What if I told you that Jesus didn't make this up? Go to Deuteronomy 8 real quick. Hold your finger in Matthew 4. Go to Deuteronomy 8 real fast. It's in the very front of the book. Deuteronomy 8. All right, read verse 3. Somebody, anybody, read verse 3. All right, go, Roxy. Deuteronomy 8, 3. Sound familiar? So, Jesus fights off temptation with the scripture that he's memorized. Like, this isn't like a school test where you show up the night before and you're like, "Oh, crap, I got a history test tomorrow." So you sit there like reading every part of your book real fast going, Okay, I know I'm going to have a test tomorrow. There's not like an alarm that goes off on your phone that says, hey, by the way, Satan's going to tempt you tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Be ready with this scripture. That's not how this works. Jesus memorized the scripture and was able to use it when he needed it. Okay? Temptation shows up unexpectedly and without warning. So Satan shows up two more times. He's like, it's okay. I still got you. Verse 6. Back to Matthew 4, sorry. Verse 6. He says, if you're the Son of God, jump off the temple. For the scriptures say he will order his angels to protect you, and they will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. Satan's going to use scripture back at him. He's like, it's okay. I got this. So, hang on. Let me get there. Satan's quoting Psalm 91. Even the devil quotes scripture. Man, let me get there. Here we go. Psalm 91, 11 and 12, it says, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go, so they will hold you up with their hands, so you won't even hurt a foot on a stone. But he leaves out a very specific phrase. It says, in all your ways. God's going to protect you. He's going to watch over you, just like Jesus. But we can't read the scripture out of context. It's got to be where it stays. So how many of you, if Satan came to you and said, hey, the Bible says jump off this and you won't be harmed, would be like, that sounds like something the Bible would say. Off the temple. I'm serious. How many would be sitting there saying, I think that's something the Bible would say, and would go? No? So, why wouldn't you? If it's something the Bible says, why wouldn't you jump? But it's in the Bible. See, if we don't know what our Bible says, what are we going to do when somebody shows up and says, hey, the Bible says that your God killed 185,000 people. You're going to Google it? So what would you do if I told you your God killed 185,000 people? What are you going to do? It happened. You can look it up later. It really did happen. So, going back to Matthew 4, verse 7, Jesus responds to him, the scriptures also say you must not test the Lord your God. So Jesus comes back at him. Again, this is a quote from Deuteronomy 6:16. So Jesus is quoting scripture again. Satan goes one last time. He's like, okay, fine. I'm going to try one more time. Over to verse 9. Oh, went too far. It says, I will give it all to you if you kneel down and worship me. He's talking about the whole world. I'll give you all of it. Kneel down and worship me. Here's Jesus' response. Verse 10, he says, get out of here, Satan. For the scriptures say, you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only. That's Deuteronomy 6:13. So, how does this help you have the best year ever? Choose to hide God's word in your heart that you might not sin. Choose to meditate on it. Make it a priority. It's going to help you feel closer to God. It's going to help you be more like Christ and help you have victory over sin. The question is, are you actually willing to do the hard work? Go to Hebrews 12. 12.
1, 2.
Hebrews 12. Verse 11, Kristen. Verse 11. Go ahead. So no discipline is fun while it's happening. How many of you have ever been spanked by your parents? How many enjoyed every bit of it? All right, keep your hand up if you're a liar. Right? Like nobody goes home. Those of you that kept your hand up, like go home and be like, Mom, Dad, I feel like I need a spanking. Shoot, no, that's not what I did as a kid. My parents would spank me and be like, I'm sure you're going to deserve that later today. I usually did. But I'm just saying, none of us enjoyed getting spanked. And by the way, I'm going to tell you a secret. Don't tell your parents I told you this, okay? I'm going to tell you the biggest lie your parents tell you. Okay? Maybe not a lie, just something they tell you to make you feel better. Okay? You've all heard this. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Telling you, I hate that line. I look at them, oh man, don't do this. Do not do this. This will get you in more trouble. Do not look at them and go, then you turn around, let me spank you. You want to get more spankings? That's how you do it right there. I'm just saying, like, yes, it sucks to discipline your kids, but man, you know what? I spanked Karis on Sunday. My butt did not hurt one bit. Anyways, okay, so like I said, discipline hurts while you're in the process. But it leads to right living. Like, think about this. If we seriously didn't get spanked, didn't get disciplined, whatever it looked like, for touching the stove or running out in the street or, you know, trying to stick our hand in the disposal or any of the other stupid things that Aaron did. Y'all are all perfect, so I get it. But any of the other stupid things that I did, wouldn't life suck right now? You'd be missing more than a hand running down the street, like, dead. Like, it sucks at some point when it's going on, but it leads to right living. So, yes, trying to learn to memorize Scripture is not easy. And it is not fun to begin with. But eventually you begin to reap the benefits of this, and it becomes fun. Nobody said you got to sit there with a note card and read it 10,000 times, okay? There's ways to make it enjoyable. The easiest way to make it enjoyable is to start. All right? All right, we're going to pray. We're going to run off small groups. What? Why don't we know? All right. Anyway, Father God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the message in your word, God. We thank you that you have sent it to us to help transform us, to live a better life, to overcome sin, to be more like you. God, we pray that we can take some part of this and apply it to our lives for the days to come. Give us a blessed rest of this week. We pray these things in your name. Amen. All right.